Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There was heated debate over homeland security in the wake of the Boston Marathon bombing between the two Democrats running for U.S. Senate last night. Congressman Edward Markey and Stephen Lynch clashed over airline, port, and rail security and other homeland security issues in a debate broadcast by WBZ-TV and co-sponsored by the Boston Globe. Joining us this morning to talk about it is political analyst and Tufts University political science professor Jeff Berry. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Bob.
You know, this was sparked by Lynch right out of the box last night at the start of the debate when he tried to imply that Markey was soft on Homeland Security. Lynch says he voted for the Joint Terrorism Task Force and that Markey didn't. Markey countered by citing what he's done to strengthen security. And here's one of the several exchanges on security in the debate last night.
I was the principal person that was pushing
you
the administration in terms of the Joint Terrorism Task Force, ensuring that there was complete cooperation amongst all of the agencies. I was in support of doing that.
But when we created it, you voted no. That's what I'm trying to say. You can say you wrote this and wrote that. I understand policy, but when the issue came up to create that joint task force, I voted yes. You voted no. I don't know how you...
Jeff, what did you make of all this?
Well, Stephen Lynch is trailing in the polls, and he came out swinging in an effort to change the dynamic. And he did put Markey on the defensive on national security, homeland security issues. This hasn't received a lot of attention on the Democratic side up until now, but the events of last week, I think, catalyzed what happened at the debate last night. And Markey got off to a rough start. Lynch had him on the defensive, and Markey seemed unsure of some of the votes that Lynch was criticizing on. He had trouble remembering why he voted the way he did. And then finally, when he got specific, he said he was proud of being only one or two Democrats that voted against 415 Republicans and Democrats that came together on a compromise. I think he was trying to communicate that he was a person of principle, but it made him look a bit eccentric, I thought.
You know, it was clearly the most testy debate yet in this very short campaign. Were you surprised at the tough tone of Lynch's attack?
No, I wasn't, because he has to find a game changer. We're only 1 week out from the election, and last week the election got frozen in place because of the tragedy in Boston. And that worked to the advantage of Ed Markey, who seems to be leading the polls and has a huge financial lead as well.
I'm wondering, for the consumers, the voters, so to speak, on the other end of the TV last night, was there something unseemly about this? The first marathon bombing victim was buried only earlier in the day yesterday. There are more funerals and public grieving to come, and these two guys are trying to score points over how tough they are on national security policy.
I expected that the debate would start as somewhat of a subdued affair, and there would be a lot of discussion about our brave first responders and the tragedy, and that lasted about 2 minutes. And then after that, it was gloves off. And I think that Lynch felt that he didn't have any choice. And I'm not sure that the voters felt that it was unseemly, because those issues seem relevant, even more relevant, because of what happened in Boston last week.
So did either of them score any points last night in the eyes of voters?
I think that Lynch wins on points for this debate. He seemed more personable. He was funny. He, at one point he said, "Ed, I'm with the fishermen and you're with the fish." So he was the aggressor, and Markey was apologizing and trying to rationalize a lot of votes.
Both Lynch and Markey pulled ads in the wake of the Boston Marathon bombing, and up until last night they'd largely been laying off campaigning. So what effect do you think the bombing has had on the campaign?
This is going to be a low turnout affair. People are not excited about this. A lot of people don't even know that there's an election. It's a special election, so it's going to be at an odd time of year. And this works to the advantage of Markey, because the events of last week are probably going to make turnout even lower than it might have than otherwise, as people see this as rather unimportant. The type of voter that votes in the Massachusetts special election primary, which is who we're talking about, we're not talking about a cross-section of Massachusetts voters, we're not talking even about a cross-section of Massachusetts Democrats, we're talking about the people that are going to go to the polls, and those are going to be high-educated, high-income Democrats from the suburbs. And for Lynch to win, he needs a big turnout of blue-collar Democrats. As of now, that looks doubtful.
All right. It's exactly, though, who he was talking to last night. So going into the final week before the primary, which only has another week to run as the primary's next Tuesday, you say edge Markey.
Edge in the race to Markey, yes. And he has a huge financial lead, too, so he can run as much TV as he'd like. I think the Markey campaign is pretty confident because they seem to be saving a lot of their money for the general election, which is 2 months down the road.
Political analyst Jeff Berry teaches political science at Tufts University. Jeff, thank you.
Thank you, Bob.